I'm John Betzer with my colleague Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State. The Red Sea and the Suez Canal are now blocked by threats by the Houthi movement, Yemenite movement, North Yemen, with sophisticated weapons, solid fuel weapons, that because of coordination with Iran and other suspect bad actors, can target the commercial shipping in the Red Sea. You know all this. The U.S. and sometimes the U.K. have responded by firing missiles and hitting the launch sites, but not striking at the Houthi leadership or the Yemeni leadership. They can be coterminous. You can look upon the Houthis as the government of what is left of Yemen, a nation torn apart by civil war over many years with itself and then the war with Saudi Arabia. So the U.S. and U.K. are firing missiles at launch sites, but not looking to decapitate, which is what it conducted for years against al-Qaeda and now conducts against ISIS and other bad actors in the Middle East. Why not, Mary? Why not go after the leadership? Why just hit their toys that they get from Iran?
It's a great question, John, and it's hard to understand the thinking in the White House because clearly this approach that they've taken is not working. And look, it's reasonable to worry about escalation. I understand that instinct. But if you're trying a course of action that is failing repeatedly and putting U.S. soldiers at risk, we had two hit, by the way, just in these last days at, I think, Al-Asad Air Base, and two more Navy SEALs who have been declared dead going after trying to interdict weapons from Iran. I mean, this is starting to be very serious, a very dangerous situation for our servicemen and women. And what is remarkable to me, you mentioned, you know, why don't they decapitate the leadership? In some respects, the Biden administration is weaker than the Obama administration. Recall that President Obama used drone strikes in Yemen to take out al-Qaeda leaders who were operating there. And we don't see that similar willingness to go after the people that are mounting these attacks. You see them go after facilities, and that's good so far as it goes, but it's not deterring anybody. One more note, John. There's been a lot of discussion that, you know, the Houthis are using cheap drones to go after our very, very expensive naval vessels and cargo ships, and that we're having to fire expensive weapons back. That's no longer the case. They are, as you say, firing missiles. And that's expensive stuff, stuff they can't afford. It's got to be coming directly from Iran. And we need to call that out. And we need to consider taking out the military leadership that is ordering these strikes behind them, supplying them, wherever it is that they may be. Recall that Qasem Soleimani, the former head of the IRGC, was landing in Iraq to organize an attack on U.S. troops in Iraq, and the Trump administration took him out in Iraq. We should be willing to do that again, be it in Iraq, Iran, Syria, Lebanon, Yemen, wherever these people are. We need to make it very clear that there are consequences if you come after our people. And by the way, this is not just a regional conflict. Because shipping has now been diverted around the Horn of Africa, because it can't go through the canal up through the Mediterranean, that has serious costs. This is also an economic war. And I know we've discussed this in the past, but it's important because what it says to you is that this isn't just a regional conflict. This is something that is impacting the people, the consumers, the economies of Europe and the United States. And recall, too, that Iran doesn't just want to wipe out Israel. They want to kick the United States out of the region. And they've mounted terror attacks and terror attempts here in the United States. They're present in our hemisphere. They're active in Venezuela. They mounted a massive attack in Argentina. This is not just a regional war. We can't think about it that way. We can't talk about it that way. We need to understand that this is a global terror, state sponsor of terror that wants to hurt us here at home, too. And we need to act accordingly.
A leader in The Economist magazine, this is the high-tone thinking of the United Kingdom and English-speaking Europe. America and Iran are thus playing a perilous balancing act. Iran has helped its allies in the axis of resistance to stage attacks intended to weaken Israel, displace America, and discredit Arab states that have made peace or seek to with Israel. America, for its part, has engaged in limited retaliation. Both have avoided a direct clash, but the equilibrium may not hold. What is your measure, Mary? Are we escalating to direct war with Iran?
We're not the ones escalating. They are. And you need to escalate in order to force de-escalation. That's the moment that we're in. And so if we don't meaningfully step up, not just our rhetoric, but our action to force consequences for attacking Israel, attacking U.S. troops, attacking, those that they perceive as enemies of the Islamic Republic of Iran, then this is going to continue. And the geography that it touches will widen. Recall, Iran-backed proxies have now attacked Israel. They're present in Syria, Lebanon, Iraq, Yemen. And now we have Iran and Pakistan tensions rising. So this, not to mention the attacks, the multiple continuous attacks in the Red Sea. So an accident could happen. They may not, be aiming for it, but you have the possibility here of an action that could, for instance, kill hundreds of U.S. troops in the middle of Baghdad or at an airbase of ours in Syria. These are serious, serious, very dangerous times. And my fear is that while the administration appreciates that it's a perilous time, that they're not willing to change their approach. And that signals weakness, and weakness begets violence. And that makes this an incredibly perilous moment in time.
Mary Kissel is the executive vice president of Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State. Before that, she was in Hong Kong for the Wall Street Journal editorial page. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Mack.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.